Hi everyone, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. So hopefully everyone had a good weekend. I've been a little under the weather, so if you hear my voice or if I sniffles or whatever, that's the reason why. But as in showbiz they say, the show must go on. So today, let's talk about freeway leadership. How to strategically drive teams toward the vision. So, you know, I'm often on the road, and maybe many of you are on the road often, whether cars, trains, whatever, your Greyhound, planes, Ubers, whatever your form of transportation is. Many of us are on the road, but today I want to focus on driving on the freeway, on the highway, on that interstate. You're going on a family vacation, you're taking a trip to go visit family, friends, going on a date, wherever you're going, you're in the car. And if you're the driver of that vehicle, that car, that van, that motorcycle, you are responsible and in charge for those people. You're putting their lives in your hands when you get behind that driver's wheel and you're driving. They're trusting in you that you will get them from one destination to another. And often the passengers can take the driver for granted, just thinking, oh, well, he or she knows where they're going. And we're just going to kick back. We're going to be on our phones. We are going to watch a movie. Excuse me. We're going to YouTube. We're going to take a nap. Whatever the case may be. So they're putting a lot of trust in you. And trust that is taken for granted. So you get your passengers into the car. And for this example, we're going to just use a family of four. And just illustrate in your mind what the passengers are for your transportation. A friend, a parent, a sibling, your pets. You're taking your pets to the vet or on a trip. So you have family of four in the car, going on a trip, and the trip is say 5 hours, 6 hours. So you have the driver, which let's for this illustration use you. You're the driver, and you have the other passengers on board. For me, I have the other three passengers on board, and we find our path. So many of you these days use GPS on your car, GPS on your phone to help you get to your destination. Rarely do you see people using the physical maps these days. Remember back in the day, if you recall, we used to use those big maps and pull them out and try to find our location. We would even ask people for directions when we got lost. And now we have GPS that takes us from point A to point B and stops in between. So you get that all prepared, you get everything packed, you got everything good to go, and your passengers are buckled in, you're buckled in. Now, as a driver, there are some key things you need to know. You obviously got your driver's license. You learned to drive however many years ago, or if you just recently learned to drive. And you know about the steering wheel, you know your general instrument panel, you know if you have a manual stick shift, how to shift gears. These days most cars are automatic. You know where the right signal turn, left signal turn are at, the lights. You know how to adjust your mirrors. You know how to turn on the radio. Some vehicles have all of these instrument options on the steering wheel that you can manipulate to turn on the radio, turn on the volume, turn on your Bluetooth. So it's like your own instrument panel, like a pilot has. It's your pilot. You're the pilot of that vehicle. So you know your vehicle. You should know in general. And if you're using a car rental, you know in general the car and how to drive, where to step on the gas, where to step on the brake, and where to put gas in the car. So you know these general elements. And sometimes we could take it for granted because it becomes second nature to us. But have we ever took the time every now and then to stop and say, okay, this is where I turn the radio, this is where I push the mute button, here's where I make the call, here's where I listen to the text message, here's the hands-free audio system, here's where the speedometer is. And often we don't. We just get in the car and just go because we already know where everything's at. Of course, when you get a new car, people are often taking the time, checking it out, looking at, oh, well, here's the car, here's this. Oh, I didn't know this was in the glove compartment, and now here's this. And sometimes you might find things new about your car as you go along that you didn't know before. So that's the car in a nutshell. And then you take off, you find your way, the entrance to the freeway, you get on the freeway, you have your passengers with you, you reach the speed that is posted, whether you go faster or slower, you know, you gauge that. And people often go with the flow of traffic. Some people speed in and out of traffic. Some people stay on the right lane only and go at their speed, no more, no less. Some people get on the fast lane and go slow. So you have to be aware of all the drivers. When you're the driver of your car, you're not only, and you know all of this, but I'm going somewhere with this and tying this in into your leadership. So this is the backdrop here. So you got to be aware of all the passengers that are around you. And what I mean by passengers, also the drivers, all the other vehicles that are out there on the freeway with you, there's passengers in there and there's drivers, and all of those drivers are responsible for their passengers. And so you have all these people in these vehicles that are moving in and out. You got semi trucks, you got Greyhounds, you got oversized vehicles, you got trains going down the side, Greyhounds hustling by, motorcycles. So you got all of the busyness on the freeway. And so as a driver, you got to scan your sector, scan your area, look in your mirrors, be alert. Some of these modern cars have detection systems that can detect cars coming on your blind side, cars coming around you, and alert you. But you got to be alert and aware of your surroundings and scan ahead. Every now and then, look beyond the cars that are in front of you so that you can know in advance the direction you're going, possible hazards. And when you're on the freeway, not only are you being aware and should be in the moment of all the vehicles that are around you and the drivers and passengers, but also the elements, what I call freeway elements, the weather can play a huge role. It can be sunny, and then you put on the AC so that your passengers are comfortable. It could be super cold, snow, rain, sleet, thunderstorms. All these elements can affect how you drive and how you take care of your passengers that are in the car. Keeping them warm, keeping them cold, driving slower, due to the weather conditions. There's stuff on the freeway from time to time. I've encountered ladders, mattresses on the freeway. I saw them ahead. Dead animals on the freeway. Accidents on the freeway. Things that fall out of other vehicles. As cars are driving, they kick up rocks and it hits your windshield. There's all these different things that are out there in the freeway. All these elements. And so you got to be alert of all of these things. And then what if your passengers need a stop for a restroom break or get hungry along the way? Some of you may bring your ice chest and have goodies in there. A lot of people stop along the way. And you got to know when to get off, which off ramps to get off of, and then how to get back on. So you got to know when do you get off the freeway and when do you get back on the freeway. And is it safe at that location? Where do you get off at? Do you look at your GPS, trust your GPS to find a spot for you to get off? So there's all these different variables, and there's a whole lot more. Let's kind of transition a little into leadership. So the journey, once you get on that freeway and you're going on your vacation, you're going to your destination, I consider that the journey. And you don't have to agree with this, but this is for you to think about, spark your thought process. That journey, that along, as you're driving along, that whole leg that you're driving, I consider that like the mission. You're on a mission, and your destination is your vision. That's where you want to get to. So before you planned your vacation, before you say, oh, I gotta go visit my parents, I'm gonna go visit my girlfriend, boyfriend, you in your mind have this destination, this vision of where you want to get to. And you know you got to go on this journey, this mission. And to get to that destination, to go on that mission, you got to accomplish certain tasks. You got to meet certain goals. The tasks of stepping on the gas pedal, stepping on the brake, turning the signals, looking in your mirrors, checking your passengers, making sure they're comfortable, making sure they're doing okay. And reaching certain goals along the way. Whether that's a pit stop, stopping to get food. So, with that being said, how does freeway driving lead to leadership driving? As I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to recap some of this, as you, the driver, you must be focused on the road. And you don't get to enjoy the scenery like the passengers. There's times where you've been the passenger and you notice going through the same route that you're like, wow, I didn't notice that was there before. Maybe it was there in your visual, but you weren't focused on that. As a driver, your responsibility was focusing on the road, was focusing on the elements that are out there, the other vehicles, possible hazards. You were focused on getting your passengers to their destination. So as a driver, as a leader, we sometimes don't enjoy the scenery like our passengers. As a leader, sometimes you don't enjoy the scenery like your team because you're focused on leading them. You're focused on guiding them in a certain direction. Yes, you might be aware of certain things. Yes, you might enjoy some of the fruits of your labor and some things that are out there, but you're focused on getting your team to where that vision is, that destination. You got them on a mission, on a journey, and they're along for the ride. And yes, they're doing their part, they're learning, they're growing, and someday they're going to be leading others, and some days they're going to be the driver. So the leader must be focused on the mission and the vision, and the teams enjoy the mission more than the leader at times. The driver must be a master of the driving instruments. The leader should know what it is to turn a left signal, right signal, what it is to know the speedometer, the tachometer, all of that. When the gas is getting low, the car needs to be refueled. And just like as a driver, you need to know that, you got to know as a leader the tools, the instruments. And we're not always going to get it right. Sometimes accidents do happen when you're on the freeway driving. Hopefully not to you. And sometimes during our leadership, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fail. We're going to have those accidents. But it doesn't mean we stop. Sometimes those accidents, the vehicles are totaled. Sometimes in leadership, the teams that you're leading, the mission you're on, that destination, it might be totaled for whatever reason, whatever hazards, whatever things come your way. And you're going to have to get a new vehicle. You're going to have to start all over. You're going to have to make adjustments from the mistakes and failures. So the driver is focused on the road. The leader keeps their eyes on that vision, looking for obstacles, looking for preventable issues, trying to minimize harm to your team. And there are times where you got to allow your team to make mistakes and stuff like that. But in this aspect, I'm focusing on the leader as the driver. So you're out there in the forefront. You're leading your team. You're looking for stuff, hazards, looking for the elements so that when your team moves along in the mission toward their destination, that you help them see those things and guide them through that, mentor them, coach them, lead them. And there are times when your team will need certain breaks, will need different stopping points along the way, whether that's to regroup, whether that's to recalibrate, to debrief. So leaders must know when to exit the freeway and when to enter the freeway to continue on the mission. And there's strategy. You need strategy. Strategy must be used to maneuver the course of the freeway. You just don't drive anywhere and not know where you're going. When you go on a vacation, you plan, you look at the maps online, you look at hotels, your transportation, you're strategizing, you're planning your trip. Even if it's going to visit the folks, even if it's going to visit your significant other, if you're going to the vet, there's some form of strategizing, of planning, no matter how minor it is. You do the same with the teams that you lead. You strategize, you plan the mission with the vision in mind. You're the driving force for your team. So as a leader, you planned, you calculated so that you're preparing your team for the mission. And there's times where you will pull your team in to be a part of that planning. When you're going on your trip, you pull in your family members, you pull in your friends. Hey, so do you think we should stop in a couple of hours to stop and eat? Do we eat down the road? Do we take food with us? So you involve them in the planning and the calculating. So there's times where you will involve your team. There's times where you may not involve your team. It depends on the situation. It depends on the course of action. There's so many variables. But for this episode, we're focusing to get your thought process and understanding that you're the driver of your team. And when you're out there on the freeway, when you're out there on the road, you can recall this episode and think, wow, I remember Noah's talking about being on the freeway, being the leader, being the driving force for the team, and how your driving ties into leadership and teams and the strategy. And there's different ways of using strategy. Many of you have your own strategies. You've learned them from so many other leaders out there, management, you know, risk analysis, root cause analysis. You brainstorm, you have this mind map, core competencies. There's apps out there for teams for collaboration. You may use SWOT, you know, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunity, and threats. There's a whole array of tools out there for strategizing, planning. And some families will get together and they'll write it down on a piece of paper. They'll make a list. They'll use an app and coordinate, text each other, call each other, make coordinations, do their research for planes, destinations. If they're driving to the airport, they're going to get on a plane. Are they going to get a rental car when they get there? And so it's planning. And some of it takes risk analysis. And then if there's issues along the way, you may need to do a root cause as to why the trip didn't go as planned. So there's a variety of strategy that you can use with your teams. So just to recap, I know this is a shorter episode, but just to recap, the freeway leadership and how you strategically drive teams toward that vision is by you being the driver of the vehicle. And that vehicle comes in many shapes and forms with your leadership. And how, as a leader, you're focused. And there'll be times when you'll get to enjoy the scenery, but not to the degree as your passengers, not to the degree as your teams. Take care of your teams. Look out for them, ensure their safety so that they can get through their mission, get to their destination. You may not see it, but their eyes are on you from time to time as passengers, as teams. They look to you for guidance, for instructions from time to time. Yes, we put it back on them and help develop teams and help develop individuals, help them grow, all of that. But ultimately, you're the leader that's driving. And do it with strategy, not just, oh, I'm just going to take my team. I'm going to take my team out here and we're just going to venture out and just wherever we end up. No. When we were in the military, we had strategy. We had to come up with a plan. We just didn't go out there as a platoon or as a squad and just aimlessly go wherever. It had to be a plan, a process, strategy. And so the same when you're leading your teams. Use strategic planning. And include them from time to time. So remember, you are the driver. You have value as that driver. You matter as that driver. And your team, the passengers, they have value. They matter. And you have to take care of those that you lead. So until next time, take care.